Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I want to move us all from anxious distraction to mindful engagement. You know, it's not uncommon for any of us to find ourselves here and there drifting through a conversation without truly absorbing the words that were spoken. Or maybe you've had the experience of driving and suddenly realizing you don't remember how you got to where you are. You're right on course, but you don't remember the drive itself. We can easily get caught up in the mind's past or future, regretting or fretting for some of us, but for others, it may be just daydreaming. Practicing mindful engagement can be a transformative way to break free from the chains of distraction and reconnect with the people and the world around us. I was inspired a while back by the work of Wendy Wood, Ph.D., and Thais Mazur, Ph.D. They wrote The Seven Foundations of Mindful Engagement, and they consider that serves as a roadmap to fostering meaningful connections. So let's look at these seven foundations of mindful engagement. Authenticity. They say this is to know yourself, and you can begin your journey towards mindful engagement by cultivating self-awareness, understanding your values, your beliefs, and motivations. This allows you to approach interactions with authenticity. Embrace your true self and let genuine connections blossom. Skillful communication. They say, is open and receptive. Communication forms the bedrock of any relationship. Strive to communicate openly and receptively, free from bias or judgment. By being present in conversations, you create space where ideas and emotions can flow without hindrance. Mindfulness, balanced awareness. Achieving mindful engagement involves maintaining a balanced awareness of your thoughts and your emotions. Be present in the moment, fully attuned to the world around you. Mindfulness fosters a deeper connection with your surroundings and the people you encounter. Compassion is the best interests of others. Infuse your interactions with compassion, considering the best interests of others. By empathizing and understanding, you create a supportive environment that encourages growth and connection. Now, they also offer love to cultivate hope. Love in this context is not just romantic, but a force that ushers in hope. embrace the belief that anything is possible, and let love guide your actions toward building meaningful relationships. Equanimity, do no harm. Approach interactions with the principle of equanimity, ensuring that your actions do no harm. Treat all individuals with equal regard, fostering an environment of respect and understanding. Responsibility, shared experiences. Recognize the interconnections of our lives through the lens of responsibility. What happens to one affects all, emphasizing the importance of shared experiences. By acknowledging our collective responsibility, we pave the way for deeper connections. Now, if we were to think about how we could pull some of these things together, how could we have a practical tip for some mindful engagement? Well, if we were engaging with others, we could take the time to notice the people around you, to really notice them. Observe the nuances, such as the color of their eyes, the tone of their voice, and embrace the details that make each person unique. Now, I do want to say one thing here, because I find often people who are anxious may often already notice a lot. They may be very tuned in to the people and the energy around them. So sometimes it's good for them or us to notice the actual physical things, such as the color of someone's eyes or the tone of their voice, rather than the energy, because sometimes that can throw us off. We can feel other people's distress, is what I'm trying to say. Many people who are anxious are highly in tune to energy and the people around them. So notice some of the physical qualities and keep yourself from being taken away with their energy. And if you're somewhere like on the phone where you're not with somebody, you could actually close your eyes and block out distractions, and you could really focus on the conversation and their voice instead of, a lot of times when people are on the phone, this happened to me when I would be coaching people on the phone. This is way back when I was doing more health coaching, and I would hear like this funny little sound in the background, and I remember asking this one woman, what is that sound in the background? Because I had a feeling she was not, you know, fully in the conversation. She was not mindfully engaged. And when I asked her what the sound was in the background, just to kind of get an idea of what was going on, maybe she was distracted, needed to take care of something. She told me she was sewing. It was her sewing machine. Now, this really kind of was a surprise to me, but she had no idea that sewing and being on the phone at the same time with me was some like splitting her attention, and that she was not fully engaged in our conversation. So that actually was fodder for a good conversation, right? And this was way back before Zoom. So, you know, we were all on our phones, and very easy to be distracted when you have no one around you to tune into. So try that on phone conversations. If you have phone conversations anymore, I know many people don't. I talk to my 90-year-old mother every day. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical-grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Active listening. You could practice active listening by fully immersing yourself in the words of others. You could resist the urge to formulate your response before they finish speaking. Be present until it's your turn to contribute to the conversation. This is a great place to take that little tiny bit of space and let the other person finish speaking. Now, of course, it depends what kind of conversation it is. Often you may truly be with loved ones where you're having a good time and having, you know, spirited conversation and you're all jumping in. That's one type of conversation. But if it's something where you could actually do well to let the other people finish first, then you can really learn to practice this. It's a resistance that we have to resist this urge to formulate our response before the other person has finished speaking. It's a fun thing to practice, actually, and I think you might learn quite a bit about yourself and the others if you give it a try. You know, our world is filled with all kinds of distractions. Mindful engagement becomes a beacon that can actually guide us to the richness of meaningful connections if we can incorporate some practical tips into our daily interactions, and we can cultivate a more fulfilling and connected kind of life, one conversation at a time. But I wanted to talk about some additional points on why I think mindfulness is especially important for individuals dealing with anxiety. So cultivating present moment awareness is a great thing. Mindfulness and cultivating this present moment awareness encourages us to focus on the present moment. That's what mindfulness is. It encourages us to focus on this moment rather than dwelling on the past events or worrying about the future. So for those with anxiety, that's where you go. You go to worrying about the future. You also may be worrying about past events, but whatever it is, you're worrying. And this practice of becoming more mindful can help to ground you into the now, reducing the overwhelming nature of those anxious thoughts. So what do? You bring yourself back to the present. You notice yourself thinking and worrying about what the person is going to say next. Even that is the future. So bring yourself back to the present and hear their words. Don't worry, you'll be able to have an answer. You always do. So don't worry about it. Just hear what they are saying. Come to the present moment. We can also learn to manage our overactive thoughts. I think that's a really nice way of thinking about anxiety, overactive thinking, because anxiety often involves a stream of intrusive and distressing thoughts, and mindfulness provides tools to observe these thoughts without judgment, creating, like I said earlier, that mental space to detach from the intensity and break the cycle of overthinking. We can build emotional resilience. Mindfulness fosters emotional resilience by teaching us to acknowledge and accept our feelings without being overwhelmed by them. We can have the feeling. We don't have to push the feeling away. We don't have to push the thought that's causing the feeling away. We can accept it, but we don't have to be overwhelmed by it. This helps in creating a healthier relationship with our emotions that are associated with anxiety. So again, we're cultivating the present moment. We're coming back to where we are right now. And it's practice. I didn't say it was going to happen just because we're thinking about it. We have to catch ourselves and practice it and fall down with it and get back up again. And mindfulness can really help us reduce the physical symptoms of anxiety. And this could be really good news for many of you, because anxiety is not only where our mind goes, a mental state, but it comes with a lot of physical symptoms and sensations, such as the heart rate going up and the muscle tension. Mindfulness techniques and learning to be mindful, such as breathing with our longer, slower exhale, doing the body scan that's on our website, can help alleviate these physical manifestations of anxiety. Mindfulness can help us to break the cycle of catastrophic thinking. Again, this is good news because this is where we're at when we're down the wormhole, catastrophic thinking. Mindfulness interrupts the pattern of catastrophic thinking, where we anticipate only the worst outcomes. So by staying present and objectively observing our thoughts, what is that? That's observing the thoughts that are happening without judging them. Just let them be seen. Then we can challenge the irrational fears and we can prevent them from spiraling out of control. Now, maybe we can't keep it from coming up right now, but we can keep ourselves from spiraling out of control by seeing those thoughts objectively and not going down the wormhole with them. They are thoughts and we can see them. They are not us. We learn how to do that by being mindful, by staying in the present moment and just seeing what is there. What else can happen with learning mindfulness? You can enhance self-compassion. Mindfulness encourages self-compassion and allows us to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding. This counteracts the self-critical nature that often accompanies anxiety, fostering a more positive and supportive internal dialogue. And this is who we are. We are compassionate people when it comes to others. So I want you to turn that around for yourself. And by catching yourself when you're off distracted or thinking all kinds of thoughts in the future or stuck in the past, I want you to notice it and come back to the present moment. And when you do and you notice that, oh my gosh, I was off course again, that's not a time to judge yourself. You can smile at that and say, yeah, I fell down again, but I'm getting up even one more time. We can be as kind to ourselves as we are to the people around us. Now, mindfulness will also help improve your sleep quality. Anxiety can significantly impact sleep. Mindfulness practices, such as our breathing with our longer, slower exhale, or progressive muscle relaxation, or the body scan on our website, like I mentioned earlier, can be powerful tools to calm your mind. And when we calm our mind, we sleep better, even if we are calming our mind during the day. So this doesn't mean just calm your mind at night. No, we need to work on this throughout the day and as we are falling asleep. And this can contribute to overall mental well-being. Mindfulness can enhance cognitive flexibility. Mindfulness training and staying in the present moment, whether it's through the conversations I was talking about earlier, being on the phone or being with a person, if you can train yourself to be mindful when you're with other people, you're training yourself to be mindful all the time. And this mindfulness training helps develop cognitive flexibility. It allows us to approach situations with a more open and adaptive mindset. This shift can be particularly beneficial for people with anxiety who may feel stuck in those rigid thought patterns. And why are they rigid? Because you've been thinking them for a long time, but they can change. So I want you to keep the hope, okay? Keep the faith. You can get out of this just like I did. If I can do it, anybody can. I know I haven't said that lately, but it is absolutely true. Mindfulness can also help increase acceptance. Now, what do we know about acceptance? It's what we need to do when we're anxious. So you can see this is a good cycle to be in. You're increasing your acceptance, which helps you to increase your well-being and keep you out of the anxious cycle. Mindfulness emphasizes acceptance of one's thoughts and of our feelings without judgment. We are not going to judge those wacky thoughts, the scary thoughts. Where did these come from? Doesn't matter. It's just a thought. And so when we have anxiety, this acceptance can be liberating, providing a sense of peace and reducing the internal struggle against anxious thoughts. And I know you all can use a little tiny bit more peace and calm in your day. So let's increase our acceptance by using our mindfulness. And mindfulness can help you to create a sense of control. And if there's anything anxious people like, it's control. Mindfulness empowers us to take control of our own mental processes. Through various techniques, we can develop a sense of mastery over our thoughts and reactions, helping us to navigate anxious situations more effectively. And we can learn all this by slowing down, being in the present moment. And I don't mean slowing down like you can't run to catch the train. The slowing down meaning do one thing at a time for a little while. You know, don't scroll on your phone while you're watching a Netflix. I mean, let's cut some of these big things out and come more to the present moment. Being where we are, being with who we are with, listening to what we are listening to. Take a quick check right now. What are you doing while you're listening to this? Maybe you're driving. That's what a lot of us do. We drive while we listen. That's kind of something that can be done together, but it is still a distraction, so just know that. But what else do you do? Really pay attention where you are doing more than one thing at a time, where you are thinking about your grocery shopping while you're having a conversation with someone about a work issue. Just check in. Remember, we're not going to judge ourselves over this. We're just going to notice and decide if we want to do it differently. By integrating mindfulness into our daily lives, we, and especially those with anxiety, can develop a set of skills that not only alleviate immediate symptoms, but also contributes to a more resilient and balanced mental state over time. I hope today's show was helpful for you. I know I went a little bit long, but I hope it has been something that you can use. And now for today's quote. If you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. If you are at peace, you are living in the present. And that's from Lao Tzu. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.